Hello.
Yes, hello.
Hello.
Yes, hello, this is Catherine from Local Splash. Is this Robert?
Yes.
Yes, hi Robert, how are you?
Good, how you doing?
It's good to hear, I'm doing well. Thank you so much for asking. This is actually your interview for today. I thought this call is going to take about 30 to 40 minutes. Is this a good time?
Yes, this is a scheduled call that we had at 6 p.m. local time here.
Yep, you got it correct. So if this is a good time, then of course, let me start by saying thank you so much for choosing Local Splash, Robert. The purpose of our call today is to gather content and keywords about your company in order to achieve the highest online ranking. Okay?
All right.
So
I have to interrupt you, sorry, but I asked Andy to make this a three-way call with my son involved also. And he told me he would do that.
Oh, unfortunately, I am unable to do that. But are you able to have your son on the call so we can, you know, we can have him on board as well?
He's not with me, but I made it clear to Andy that because he said that there's going to be a lot of questions about content on the website and whatnot. And I don't know if you're getting into that or not, but he told me that your tech guys will take care of that.
Hold on, let me just check on that, okay?
Yeah.
Just stay on the line, okay? Just give me one quick second.
Yep.
Hello?
Yeah, that was no quick second.
Oh, I really apologize for that. I really apologize. But, yeah, so I actually did try my end. Unfortunately, I'm not able to do that. I'm still checking for options and how I could bring another on the line. But if you could actually, you know, dial your son's phone number and have him on the line, that would work as well.
I can dial my son's phone number right now?
Yep. I mean, can you give it a try? If we do get disconnected, I'll surely give you a call right away. Don't worry.
All right. And please, I don't know why you're calling me back. You're calling me at this number. The number I gave to Andy for communication with you guys is the following number. It's 313-550-9556.
Okay, hold on. 313-550-9556.
All right. You're calling the advertised number for our business. This is my direct line to myself.
Oh, I apologize. I think Andy might have, might have not updated it, but the phone number that I'm seeing out here is only the 0804. But no worries.
I want to get this done because it's 6 p.m. here. It's Friday night over
I
here.
Understand. I understand.
I'll apologize. It's okay. I'll try and call my son right now and see what happens.
Okay.
Nothing here about merging. There's a button that says swap. It says swap.
Yes. Here's what I could suggest we do instead. We could go over all the business information that we do, you know, we can get from you. And if your son's questions are more particular about the website, we can get him a scheduled call with our website team. How's that?
No, I want to finish it all tonight. So. If I can't add him to the call, I want we'll do it all you and I ourselves because I want to get this done. I can't do this on Monday.
I understand. I'll go ahead and seek other options. Give me one quick second. Oh no, not one quick second. Okay, I do not want you to expect a really quick second. Can I check on other options? I'll go ahead and give it a try and I'll get back to you. Okay.
Yeah, Andy said he was going to work on this, you know, for today at 6 p.m. I don't want to go over options on the phone for 15 minutes. I want to go home. I'm tired. I've been working all day.
I know. I could only say I apologize. I really am sorry about this. I know how precious your time is.
Let's carry on. Let's carry on. Whatever happens, happens. Let's go. I want to get it done.
Oh. But thank you so much. Thank you so much for, you know, giving us a chance. We'll just go through all the information that we need. Anyway, you got your dashboard. You're going to see all the information for questions. We could always attend to it. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Yep. So let's just go ahead and start. First, we would have to go over your business information. So if you do hear anything that is incorrect, just please let us know and we'll take care of it. Okay?
Okay.
The business name, that is Marathon Bass Systems. Is that correct?
That's right.
Okay. And the address is 13794 Heritage Road. That is in Sterling Heights, Michigan, 48312.
Yes, but I told Andy that is only for billing purposes. That's not a published address anywhere. We have no storefront. We have no storefront.
Mm-hmm. This is a home address. Is that correct?
That's right. So I don't want that published anywhere on the internet.
Well, that is something we can guarantee. We're not going to be publishing that. Of course, it's a home address. We just wanted to make sure that if ever there is a possibility of us sending you a mail, are you able to receive it to that address?
No, I gave him an alternate address for mail, and it's the following. Are you ready?
Yes, go ahead.
It's in my name. You put it in, title it to my name. It can't be titled to the business.
Yeah.
In my name. And it's P.O. Box 3, Dearborn, Michigan. Dearborn,
yeah. I understand
Michigan.
How much. I really apologize for cutting you off. I really want to save your time. But unfortunately, if these are mails from Google, Google does not allow P.O. Boxes. It has to be a physical address.
I'm talking about if you guys send me mail. You said if you're going to reach out.
Yes, a mail that you'll be sending would be with Google.
If Google sends mail, I don't care. But if you guys send me mail, it goes to the P.O. Box.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'll just take note of that here. That's P.O. Box.
P.O. Box 3, Dearborn, Michigan, 48121. 48312.
48312. Okay. Thank you so much. All right, and aside from that, too, the advertising phone number or the one that we need to list online, that should be 734-858-0804.
Right.
Correct?
Right.
Okay. And also, the website is marathonbatsystems.com.
Right.
Okay. Thank you so much. The email address, too, we wanted to confirm that is marathonbatsystems@gmail.com.
Right.
Okay. So all you have to do is to just make sure that you do check your email often, as we will be sending you updates directly to that email. Okay?
Yep.
Okay. And aside from that, too, the next step, let's just proceed with your keywords. Now, when we do say keywords, these are actually the services that your consumers are going to be typing online to find your business. So as far as what I do see here, what you mainly do is that you are a remodeling contractor. Is that correct?
Right. Well, okay. That's a bit too general for the advertising that we do locally here and what we have set up on Angie.com, because I'm with Angie also, is bathtub or tub to shower conversions.
Okay, tub to shower conversions, okay?
Tub to shower conversions. What all my competitors locally use the same phrase.
Keyword? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right.
We'll surely add that in here. Okay. Aside from that, I do have here as well other services. This might be a few that you do as well. These are remodeling contractor, remodeler, kitchen remodeling, bathroom remodeling. We got here home remodeling, basement remodeling.
No kitchen. No kitchen remodeling.
No kitchen. Okay.
No
we'll get that removed.
Only bathroom. Anything and everything to do with the bathroom. Nothing else.
Okay. Sure. Thank you so much. So bathroom remodeling, shower installation.
Yes.
Bathtub installation.
Yes.
Okay. How about faucets? Do you work in faucets,
yes,
too?
Okay. Anything in the except bathtub glazing.
All right. Okay. Sure. Thank you so much. Do you do repairs as well, aside from installation?
Yes.
Okay. So all shower, bathtub, faucet, those are also installation and repairs. How about replacements?
Vanities, flooring, anything imaginable in the bathroom, we do it. Anything.
Okay.
You don't need to keep asking questions about that, please. anything in the bathroom we do, except bathtub blazing.
Okay. Okay, we'll come up with a list as well, and I'll reach out to our Google team about it. But please, we'll send you an email, so please check it out. We did not, of course, at the same time, we did not promote you for something you don't do. So if you do see anything that is incorrect, just please let us know by responding to the email.
Okay.
So for that, let's just move forward with the next steps, which is for us to know more about your, you know, you and your business. Is there anything that's unique about your business?
Outstanding value and outstanding quality. Nobody offers the value that we offer. My competitors cannot touch us as far as price point goes.
Okay. Outstanding value, outstanding quality.
Well, on my website, it says unbeatable value. You know.
All right. Sure.
I like that better. It's true. It's true. We have unbeatable value for the price point we're at. Nobody can touch us. My issue is reaching customers.
Okay. Well, I would highly recommend we use that as a tagline instead, unbeatable value.
Right.
Okay. How about free estimates? Is that something you offer?
Yes, of course, yes.
Okay. Discounts. Do you run any promotions right now?
Yeah, there's promotion on the website. It's running right now. It's on the website.
Okay. Use that as well. Yeah, the 7495?
That's right.
Okay, sure. And for the prizes, these are unbeatable prizes too. Is that correct?
Pardon me?
I mean, how would you like to describe the prizes that you have?
How to describe the what? The prizes?
Yeah, the prizes that you have for your...
Oh, the prices.
Yep.
Yeah, well, the prices are, like I said, they're unbeatable value, you know, for... that price point. They're just nobody can touch that price area.
Okay, for sure. And also, is this a family owned or a locally owned and operated business?
Family owned.
Family owned. Okay. So here's what we're going to have for your business uniqueness. You've got free estimates. Of course, we'll highlight the promotion that you do have on your website, the limited time offer. And that is, you know, you've got unbeatable value for prices. This is also a family-owned and operated business. Aside from that, you have, you know, you've got outstanding value and outstanding quality.
Yeah, on our website, you might see, I think it's shown there, we're an Angie certified contractor.
All right, sure. I'm going to have that as well.
And we're also an Angie 2022 Service Award contract. Contractor recipient.
Okay. 2022?
2022 for outfits. And all of our reviews on Angie are 5-star, every single one of them.
Wow. Okay, all reviews. Okay. Thank you so much. I also noticed on your website, we could go for this mission statement. We could say Marathon is Greater Detroit's leader for bathroom model and renovation. With over 20 years in the industry, Marathon can handle any type of bathroom renovations from demolition to final painting. Can we use this as a mission statement?
Sure.
Okay. And also, when it comes to your business, how many years have you been in the business? Or when did you establish it?
The business is fairly new, but I've been doing this type of work for more than 20 years.
All right, so over 20 years of experience, but if you were to talk about the year that you established it, when was that?
You said the business was established 2 years ago.
2 years, okay.
All
right. So that's 2020?
All right.
Okay. And also, how many people work for your company? Now, for this one, not necessarily full-time employees, but just to give us an approximate number of how many people work for your company. This is going to be internal as well.
5 to 10.
So I will say 10 maximum. Do you work for commercial or residential, or do you do both?
Just residential.
Okay, residential only. Are you licensed and insured?
Insured, yes. We're not required to be licensed by the state of Michigan.
Okay.
Because we're doing renovations.
All right, sure. I'll take note of that here. And also, if you can send us business documents about, insurance, that would be great. We can use that in cases where Google comes back and asks for business documents. We'll send you an email about it, too. Okay?
Yeah, Google,
how about the hours?
Google requested all of the corporate information before I established a Google account. It took us 3 weeks to jump over all of Google's hurdles for the compliance. So they had everything.
Thank you so much for giving us a heads up about it. I'll take note of that.
Yeah. I'm not doing that. It was a big pain in the butt, the 3 weeks waiting.
I know. But the good thing is you got your Google business up. That's just, you know. That's the best thing, and I'm seeing that in here. Okay, hours as well. How about the hours of your operation?
Same as we discussed yesterday with Andy, 8 to 6, 6 days a week.
Okay, so that's Mondays to Saturdays, 8 a.m. to 6. Sundays, you're closed?
Right.
Okay, and also at the same time, what are the payments that you accept?
Right now, just credit card and cash.
Okay,
check and cash, sorry. Credit card, Andy and I talked about setting something up going forward, but most of our customers are seniors, and they like paying with checks.
All right, sure. Yep, seniors do. So, yep, we go for cash and checks. Aside from that, too, as mentioned earlier, you need to have your Google Business profile up and running, and we need you to provide us manager access to it. Right? Is it okay? Because we need to optimize it and create activities. Do you have access to it? You want me to walk you through, or do you want me to just send you an email with a detailed step-by-step process on how you can do it?
How I can do what?
Do the process of adding us as a manager to your Google Business profile.
Send me the email with instructions, and I'll have my son do it.
Okay. And aside from that, too, I did hear from Andy you wanted to target Sterling Heights and surrounding areas. Approximately how many mile radius is this? Or do you have specific cities or counties you want to target?
All right. Again, Sterling Heights is a home address because that's where the business was established. We're operating out of the zip. We're operating out of the zip code of 48152. And I told Andy I would like to do a 100-mile radius surrounding 48152.
Okay, 100-mile radius surrounding 48512.
Right.
Okay. And aside from that, too, in terms of directories, we do have two options. The first one is going to allow you to be prominently displayed on websites like Yelp, Facebook, and, of course, Google. So those are what we call quality directories, where we get quality leads as well. The second option is going to list you in all the directories that we do have. It's about 46 directories. Just to give you a heads up, that if we do go for the 46 directories, since we do get your information blasted online, you might also be a target of possible scam calls and telemarketer calls. What we recommend is the first one, but it really, it depends on you what option you want to go for.
I'll go with your recommendation, the first one.
All right, we'll go for the first one. Okay. How about Yelp? Do you have a Yelp listing?
No.
Are you okay that we create you a Yelp listing? Do you wish to create a new one?
Yeah, sure, go ahead.
Okay, we'll create you a Yelp listing. And... okay, now for your Google Ads campaign, because included in your package is a Google Ads campaign, so we wanted to know as well what will be your target when it comes to your Google Ads campaign. Is it the same 100-mile radius from 48512?
48152.
Oh, I'm sorry, 48152. Okay. Is it the same with it?
48152 should pull up as Livonia, Michigan.
All right.
Yes, and to answer the question, yes.
Yeah, it does say Livonia, Michigan, so yep. Same target for Google Ads, 100 miles from 48152.
Right.
Okay. And it's not from that, too, for Facebook as well. Included in your package is $100 worth of Facebook ads campaign. Do you have a Facebook business page?
Yes, we do.
Awesome. For that, for us to run ads, you need to add us as an admin as well. So I'll send you the email with the steps.
Okay, great.
Okay. And are you able to send us pictures, or do you want to, you know, do you want specific pictures for your Facebook ads?
There's quite a few photos on the website. If that's not adequate, I can send you more.
All right, sure. I'll give a heads up to our Facebook team that they can use the photos from your website. Okay, and
right.
Anyway, we'll send you an information if ever we need more. But yes, when it comes to marketing, you are welcome to receive as much photos as you can send so we can create activities from time to time. Now, regarding Facebook ads, do what call to action would you like? Is that going to be calls, messages, or website visits?
Can you repeat that, please?
Yes. Do you want to target calls, messages, or website visits?
Target calls, messages, or websites? I don't understand the question.
Yeah, so when we do run ads on Facebook, your potential customers does see the ad, and it gives them the option to give you a call, message you, or visit your website.
Call.
All right, we'll do calls. And also, can you send us a copy of your logo so we can use it for the rest of the campaign?
Okay, can you guys pull it off the website?
Hold on. Just to confirm, this is the one in the top left-hand side, correct?
Right.
All right, I'll let them know. Okay, and with that, I would say you're all set. We got all the details that we need, and for sure we'll send this to our provisioning team. Now, we got two options for you. Of course, we'll send you a couple emails. The first email will be the keywords that I mentioned earlier. So please take a look at it, and if ever there's a need for us to make changes, just please respond to the email. Second email will be your photos email. So if you do have pictures of your completed work, the email does contain the criteria of what we do consider as a quality photo. Please take a look at it, and that is also, and if ever you happen to have the chance, I know we can get the logo on the website, but if you ever happen to get the chance to send us the logo, that could be the perfect email you can send it to. The third email as well will be your login credentials to your client dashboard. That is going to allow you to track and manage your company's online performance. Okay, so please take a look at it. And if you're all good with those emails, I really wanted to let you know about the time frame and what to expect as well. Is that okay?
Okay.
Okay. So you're at Local/Robert, your online information will be monitored and, of course, corrected on a daily basis. Everything will be live within 7 to 14 days, maximum results achieved 30 to 4 to 5 days. So don't forget, you can visit your dashboard to see your listings, create your post, and update content. So all of your listings will definitely be promoted and optimized, which will benefit you with more online presence, and it can also result in all types of calls, service requests, I would say competitors, and along with others. So please take note that any solicitor calls requesting extra money to verify or complete your Google listing are scam calls. So if you happen to have any questions, please give us a call before responding to any questionable request you might receive. And just before we finish the call, we would like to follow up with you in the next 3 weeks to touch base and see how your account is progressing. What day and time work best for you so we can set it up now?
3 weeks from now. 3 weeks from today is fine.
All right. 3 weeks from today, same time?
No, we could do earlier. It's just too late over here. Why don't we do 4 o'clock?
4 p.m. your time.
Yeah, 4 p.m. my time, 3 weeks from today.
All right. Sure. I'll do that, 4 p.m. your time. I'll get that scheduled, and I'll include your email as well, so you receive your invite.
Right. Sorry, you said, how am I going to receive the login information for the dashboard?
Yes, that's for email. You'll receive that in the next few days.
In the next 2 days, you said?
I would say the next 1 to 3 days, excluding Saturdays and Sundays. We don't work Saturdays and Sundays.
All right, so by the next Tuesday, Wednesday, I'll have it, okay?
Yes.
All right.
Anything else? Yep. Yes. Actually, that's going to conclude our interview for today. If we do need more information, we'll definitely give you a call. Really, really appreciate your patience today, Robert. And thank you so much for choosing Local Slash. You have a wonderful rest of your day. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. One last question. When will the Facebook ads be live?
a very good question. The earliest time that you do give us access to your Facebook, our Facebook team is going to work on it, and we'll send you an email once it's live. I could also include notes that you wanted expedited, too.
So I can request to get it expedited in the email?
Yes, not necessarily in the email, but I'll send the information to our Facebook team.
Okay. All right, and for day-to-day monitoring, management of the account, is Andy my prime contact, or is it you?
I wouldn't say it's Andy or me, but you could always just give us a call at 877-635-6225. Anybody who could answer can answer your questions. If there is a need for you to talk to a specific specialist, we get you the specialist.
Repeat that number one more time, please.
Yes, that's 877.
Yes.
635.
Yes.
6225.
6225?
Yes, correct.
6225. And just call in as Marathon, and they're gonna verify my account, and I can talk to anybody.
Yes, that's correct as well. And don't worry, you can schedule appointments using that phone number to fit your schedule as well.
All right, sounds good. Thanks for your time.
Again, thank you so much, Robert. Have a great weekend. Okay.
You too. Take care. Bye.
Bye.